Hi, I'm Jared Sun, and welcome to my podcast. Have you ever had a near-death experience, maybe just a close call years ago? Well, for me, my experience is one that very few people get to have in a lifetime. Yet, I got to experience it at the young age of 16. This experience is one that has truly changed my life in a short period because of how intense it was. It is an experience that I'd never wish upon anyone in the world, but one I am glad to say I went through because of how much it made me change after. Before I get into what happened, I feel it's important to know the kid I was growing up before the incident, and the best person to talk about who I was growing up is my mom.
Hi. Jared, definitely you were the shy kid. You had a close group of friends, but was never the kid to go out and make new friends. You were also very smart in school. The teachers loved you, and I can remember you not ever getting in trouble, and you were never easily persuaded by other kids. I also remember sports were a big part for you growing up. You loved soccer and basketball, and you were very good at both. All in all, I would say you were the quietest of the other three siblings for sure.
So, as I grew up, even through middle and early high school, I would stick with a close group of friends because of this, I never tested new things, and I never met new people. I was very much a safe and restricted person, to say the least. At Elitch's, I would always chicken out the Tower of Doom, and I was the same way when it came to watching scary movies as well. From my earliest moments, trying to get me to watch a scary movie was like trying to get a little kid to eat his veggies. Plain and simple, I was extremely stubborn. Honestly, it's actually surprising how many things I missed out on growing up because I didn't want to leave my comfort zone ever to try new things. However, that all changed not too long ago during the summer of 2017 between my sophomore and junior year in high school. Okay, so here's what happened. During the summer, I went through an event that completely changed my life for the better. Early July of that 2017, I had emergency open-heart surgery to remove a 4-pound mature teratoma in my chest. The tumor was benign, which means not cancerous, and I made a full recovery in the short time of just 6 weeks, which is crazy to me, even still to this day. Overall, the experience was very fast and rapid. One minute, I was this normal sporty kid that made varsity as a freshman in soccer, and the next, I'm this kid that had been playing soccer at a high level with the use of only one lung for the last 3 to 4 years, if not longer. For a little bit of outside context, here's my brother with how he viewed my experience.
Yeah, so the experience happened very quickly, to say the least. What amazed me the most was earlier that day you ran 2 miles to try to get in shape for the upcoming soccer season. So basically, that day, we were at my sister's indoor soccer game around 5 p.m., and you said you felt a cramp in your side. I thought it was just a normal cramp, and I told you to go get water. When you came back to the stairs, you couldn't breathe, and you were shaking. I immediately went and told Mom and Dad that you weren't doing so hot, and we decided to rush you to the ER. By the end of the night, they decided to transport you to the Children's Hospital ICU, and by 12 a.m. you were admitted. I think the craziest part of the story was that you were able to go home after having open heart surgery in just 5 days. But yeah, that's a little background to the story.
So there's quite a bit to the story that can't be told in 6 to 10 minutes, and in full closure, I am skipping over most, if not all, the emotions and events that were happening during this time, because I want to focus on how I grew, rather than the true reality of what the situation was for me and my family. With that, I also want to explain all the things I kind of find funny and interesting about the situation looking back after. Like the fact that when doctors in the ICU put a stethoscope to the left side of my chest, they didn't hear anything since I had just 10% use of my left lung. Which I find weird because in the 2 years before surgery, I had 2 sports physicals where 2 different doctors listened to the breathing and I passed when they shouldn't have been able to hear little if anything from the left side of my chest at all. However, I do remember one of them asking, "You have asthma, right?" To which I responded, "Yes." and they moved on to the next part of the physical. That was interesting, but the fact of the reality is, I have little to no asthma at all. It's just that my mom does, and my older sister does, so doctors always assumed that I did too when I complained that I had trouble breathing when I ran, and I was diagnosed with asthma. With asthma, okay. Along with this, there were other hints that there was something going on more than I thought. In pictures off my mom's phone, say maybe a year, maybe 3 years before surgery, I always seem to be leaning left. Like I'm a little off balance or bracing something. You know, like, not too obvious, but looking back, I am definitely leaning left in almost 90% of the pictures, if not all. Another sign was my general fitness in soccer. I'm a bigger kid, so I never expected to be the most fit kid. You know, but I definitely struggled more than others when it came to just getting in shape. I was never last, even though I should have been looking back, but I was also never going to be near first. Additionally, I struggled to play 2 soccer games in a day. I could get through the first 90 minutes in the first game, but the second game was a struggle, and I just never knew why. And that's kind of like some of the cool hints before surgery. And next, I want to move on to how I've grown as a person after. And I think the best, one of the best people to do that is my dad.
Yes, Jared. So definitely, you definitely changed after your surgery. You are more confident as an individual. In fact, you know, that resembles with a lot of the fitness that you've been taking on. You're definitely more healthy than you've ever been. And that resembles with when you and your brother go out and work out at the gym almost every night. And so, you know, with that, you know, your confidence level is definitely something that has changed and is very noticeable with your mom and I. With that, you know, you're a happier person. I think with confidence and happiness, you've definitely grown into a young adult who, you know, your mom and dad are very, very proud of. The surgery, I can say, has definitely, no one wants to ever say that, but it has definitely, you know, made you a better person.
Okay. So, although this experience only happened 2 years ago, my views on what I've wanted to do have changed quite a bit. I am no longer the person that doesn't do things because I'm scared. I actually look forward and want to try new experiences, no matter how I feel about them. In the 2 years after my surgery, I have seen all the scary movies I can. I have went out and tried new things such as rock climbing, among others. Additionally, I am less stressed because I don't focus on the little things in life as much anymore. For example, when I had big tests such as in calculus or AP World last year, I didn't worry about scoring poorly on any test because once I took them, there is nothing I can do to change the outcome. The growth in me happened because this experience matters to me. I don't see it as a burden to me, rather a wake-up call to live life to the fullest and focus on what really matters in life, such as family and new experiences. Today, I'm more confident in my abilities and live a healthier life, and because of that, I am very grateful for this experience.